everyone. My name is Marielle, and I am the founder of Travel Experiences Reimagined, the podcast for travel enthusiasts, wanderlusts, and adventure seekers, craving to learn more about tours and excursions from all over the world through the eyes of a new tour guide or host each episode. Hi, everyone. Do you love TV shows and movies? Do you ever wish you could actually be where they filmed to feel like you are part of that particular show or movie to create your own reality? I am so excited to have on my guest, Georgette, who is the owner of On Location Tours, based in New York City and Boston. With a variety of ways to get around, by bus, vehicle, and even walking, both her and her team are able to show you the classic locations of your favorite shows, such as Gossip Girl, Sopranos, Sex and the City, and so much more. She also founded Association for TV and Movie Tours over 20 years ago to showcase the rapid tourism for TV and movie shows. Welcome, Georgette. Did I miss anything?
No, you did it better than I could ever do it. You're hired.
Amazing. I can't wait. Thank you so much, Georgette. I'm so excited to have you on. I think people love to talk about movies and TV shows because it always brings back such fond and wonderful memories. But I'd love to start off with a bit about you and your background. Prior to On Location Tours, I'd love for you to talk about other jobs you've had, other places you've lived, just to give the listeners a little bit more of an idea about you.
Absolutely. I grew up in Norwalk, Connecticut, and I went to school in upstate New York at Skidmore College. And after college, I was in the publishing world, which I didn't love, but I was an English major. So what else do English majors do? I was in the publishing world for approximately 2 years before I founded On Location Tours. So I haven't had a lot of other jobs on my resume. I don't really know what it's like to work for others. And I launched On Location Tours in 1999, but my background was in creative writing and architectural preservation. So my dream jobs were to write books and save historic buildings.
Wow, that's so fascinating. And how and why did you start this business, right? It seems like it could be part of your background, but why On Location Tours? Like, why talk about location sets for different movies and TV shows?
Yeah, it was a kind of a funny story because I was just moved to New York to the Upper East Side, and I was walking up East 86th Street one day and realized I lived right by the Jeffersons from my childhood. And the Jeffersons was a great show with the characters George and Wheezy. And I guess they had since moved out, but I recognized the building. And then I realized there were so many other buildings in New York City. I quickly realized that New York is the most filmed city in the world. I started visiting locations from shows like Friends, Law and Order, and many others. Slowly started from there by renting buses and vans, taking people around to those spots. But there were a lot of steps, like, for example, getting my New York City tour guide license.
That's so interesting. And I think that's such a great idea for a business, right, when it comes to tourism, because a lot of times people do walking tours or history tours, and they're great tours, but there's something to be said about a TV show that you can relate to, right? Because most people in the world have TV of some sort, and or they watch movies, but it's nice to put the two together where you see something on TV versus actually seeing it in person. So I just love that idea of bringing those two worlds together, right? You're almost making people's fantasies come true. So I love that. I think that's great. I want to get into your tours. You offer so many tours. I'm going to say a lot more New York versus Boston. But if you can tell me, like, on average, right, how long are your tours? Are your tours public, private? You know, just some of that information so people know what to expect on any one of your tours.
Yeah, so we actually started the business with strictly public tours, and we built it to, at its peak, I would say, before the pandemic, approximately 40 to 50 public tours per week. And then we have the private tours that came into play mainly with student tours. And then we started getting some corporate groups and event planners for weddings and all kinds of groups, including also like alumni type of groups and other things. And those were pretty much group tours. So that makes up approximately 20% of the business. And now we've actually had kind of a blessing in disguise these last couple of years because we've gone into private vehicle tours. So we have people who just wanted to be on their own, a party of two, three, or four kind of thing, just in a car that we take them around the city. We also now taken over for the time being a really, really cool movie car, a 1957 Chevy. So that's been featured in movies like Indiana Jones.
Wow. That's really cool because I think people love that experience. It's elevating it, right? It's not saying we're going to take you on a tour to see certain locations. It's I'm going to take you on a tour in a really cool car to show you these locations. It just elevates the experience to be that much cooler and that much better. And how long would you say your tours are, right? On your website, I checked it out. Are they around 2 to 4 hours depending on the tour?
Oh, yes, that's exactly right. Yep, between 2 and 4 hours. So, and also with a little less traffic nowadays and not as many people working in the cities and things like that, where the tours are going a little shorter and we pack a lot in, which is good. And so the tours are minimum 2 hours and the maximum, like our Sopranos tour, is more like 4 hours because it goes into New Jersey and back.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah, I love The Sopranos. It's a great show. My husband has probably rewatched it, I'm going to say 6 to 8 times already. So I know there's big Soprano fans. So that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a fun show, right? How can you not like Sopranos or not like to talk about it? So I love that. When you mentioned earlier, you do 40 to 50 tours a week. I'm assuming you do not do all these on your own because that is that's a lot of tours. I was going to say, with your tours, right, you offer so many of them. Of course, you're not doing them yourself. One of the things I read on your website is how you vet people, right? And you vet, I'm assuming, local actors or actresses. Can you walk me through that process a little bit? Because I think you need a particular type of person to host these tours, but to talk about these locations, these sets, you know, about these shows and movies and things like that. So I'd love to know that process, too.
Yes. Oh my gosh. We're kind of known for it in New York now and in Boston as well. And it's funny, we actually have a rule where you mentioned, you know, there are history tours and that sort of thing, because we're only TV shows and movies and there's so much to talk about and, you know, bloopers and interesting facts and such. We forbid our tour guides to talk about any kind of history on the tours. And we instead say, all right, you could touch on the neighborhoods, you know, to give people a sense of the geography, but only to talk about fun facts from the movies and TV shows. And what we do is we, from way back when, we decided to only hire actors for their outgoing nature, for their flexible schedule. And we usually go through, we get about 120 resumes in, like actor resumes. And from there, we average about 30 people that we bring in for an interview. And from there, we average one, maybe two people that we end up hiring. So it's pretty much like about a 1% chance they'll get hired in. And that means we're looking for very high, very engaging quality.
Wow. That's almost like going to Harvard, right? Your 1% chance.
That's very true. Yes, yes, yes. Yep. And they also, what's great is that the tour guides can share their experience being on a set. So even if they haven't been in that particular movie or TV show, they could talk about the general idea of being on a set.
That's so fascinating and so interesting, right? You're getting people who are actors, who have been on sets, who can really talk the language and speak about different shows, right? And what it takes to maybe even be on a show or being a background of a show, because that's such a different world, right? Production. And if you're not in that space, you probably have no idea how it works. So I love that you really hire local people, but also people who just know the TV space and the movie space. I think that's so fantastic. One of the questions I have for you too is, you know, TV shows you could talk about forever, right? Same with movies. There's something to be said about conversation of this. What do you think is the fascination as to why people love TV shows, love movies, but would actually be interested in doing this type of tour versus maybe other types of tours?
Well, I really see it as a pilgrimage, and it's more on certain tours. When you mentioned The Sopranos, which, by the way, we'll have to get your husband onto the tour, so let me know when I can save a seat.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's absolutely like a pilgrimage for, especially for The Sopranos and Gossip Girl. It's really funny. It's those particular shows, and to a certain extent, other ones, but, you know, for example, on Sex and the City, they will come more as a party. You know, they want the party atmosphere. And they're not usually as intense fans, but it varies. But I do think that this whole culture now, being able to binge a show, that definitely helps us. You know, people are watching more TV. They're watching more movies. It's at their fingertips. And just the whole idea of escape, you know, people want to escape into these worlds. They really want to find out if those locations are parallel with the worlds from these TV shows and movies.
Sure. I think that definitely makes sense, right? With the pandemic happening, I too watched more TV, which is something I never expected to do. I used to be a busy bee going into the city and going out and doing all these things that when I had time, I thought, well, I could watch some TV, right? There's not a whole lot to do. And so you start to see the characters and, you know, talk about the show with friends and family and really get into it. So the fact that this pandemic has almost helped your business, right, grow is amazing. And again, it's a testament to you and your business as well. Another question I have for you is you mentioned earlier as well, New York is the top place for filming, you know, TV and movies. What are the other top locations that you think are also big places for film and movies, right? I'm thinking maybe LA, I'm thinking London, right? Do you have other top locations that you feel are growing or are big to film and, you know, have all the sets and stuff?
Yes, actually, surprisingly, or maybe not so surprisingly, Atlanta had the largest jump in filming. The growth, I don't exactly know exact numbers, but Marvel set up shop down in Atlanta and probably hundreds of movies right now between larger scale movies and documentaries are filming in Atlanta. And they have several new studios. It's just had an unbelievable growth. Places like LA, ironically, even though they are having a steady amount of filming, it's really more inside the studios, inside those spaces. So not, you know, on the streets or not setting up locations around the city. So I would definitely point at Atlanta as being having had this huge growth. And also the UK, you know, London definitely has a large amount of filming. I'm in touch every couple of weeks with Brit Movie Tours, and they've just had a wonderful time, you know, with all of the filming happening in London.
That's, yeah, that, you know, I have heard about Atlanta being such a growth for productions and stuff, but it's interesting. Do you think Atlanta's growth when it comes to, do they do more on location outside, or are they doing more production inside when it comes to Atlanta? Because I think New York is mostly outside, right? It's why you're able to have your business. Is Atlanta the same way?
Atlanta's definitely a mix. They were a little bit more a few years ago. And then once they built these studios, you know, for example, TV shows like Ozark film all over Atlanta. And they do film in the studio. And they're a show where it's kind of 50-50. You know, they're in the studio half the time and on location the other half of the time. But in general, it was definitely probably peaked a few years ago with filming all over the streets of Atlanta and all, you know, the outside of Atlanta. And then with building these studios, it's just they've had such growth with that as well.
Interesting. That's always good to know. Thank you for sharing that. And one of the things I want to ask, I happen to, again, I poked around through your social, which is amazing, and also your website, which looks fantastic. One of the things I noticed too is a lot of people like to dress up on your tours. Is that something you love to promote? Do people just choose to do that? Like, how does that work?
Oh, it's so funny because I have to say, I was actually surprised by going back, oh my gosh, probably 21 years now that we started the Sopranos tour and the Sex and the City tours. People were dressing up in tutus. People were arriving in Tony wear, you know, that sort of thing. So we started promoting it as just a way that we can kind of help them with their escape on our super tour, which is covers locations from superhero movies. Our tour guides actually dress up, whether it's in full costume or in a cape with like an on location tours t-shirt, that sort of thing. But, you know, just showing that, you know, it's okay to come dressed up. We welcome that. And even if you're not normally the dresser upper, we love that. And we just feel like it helps the whole boss get more into it.
Yeah, for sure. I think when you feel you're a part of that character and even dressing up, right, it just gets you in the mood and gets you even more excited. So I do love that. And I want to ask about a couple of your other tours, because I know you, of course, you do Mrs. Maisel tour, you do Sex and the City, you do Sopranos, you do all these big shows, Gossip Girl as well. I don't want to say underrated tours, but you also offer some additional tours that I found, like it was more of just a regular film one or a regular downtown one. Are those tours, I don't know if you want to name a few, but are those tours good for people who just kind of want an overall sense of just random locations and random spots in the city? Like, how would you position those type of tours for just anyone?
Yeah, that's the best. Our largest, most popular tour or signature tour is the NYC TV and movie tour. and it has over 60 TV shows and movies. And one of our issues has been that a lot of TV shows and movies will come in and only film, especially, of course, with movies, a handful of locations. So, for example, we can only have maybe two locations. In the case of the Friends TV show, I mean, it was on air for so many years, but we only have five locations on our tour, so we couldn't really make a full tour of it. We do have our virtual Friends sites tour, but for on our NYC TV movie tour, it's a bit of Friends, it's a bit of Ghostbusters, it's also a bit of Spider-Man, Superman, a lot of rom-coms. So it's a whole mix. And every show or movie has two or three locations on the tour. And it's for couples, it's for families. It's a great look at Manhattan as well, because it covers a lot of Midtown and downtown, a lot of the West Village, Tribeca areas. So it's a little bit off the beaten path as well.
Oh, that's very cool. I like that. And do you also have a tour that I would say is underrated, but you think is really good, that you think people should check out and that could be worth going on?
Yes, we actually recently launched if I'm allowed to say two, I'm going to say a rom-com tour. So I love that tour. And we happened to do it in the movie car, which is a lot of fun. And that happens to go to areas like the Upper West Side that have so many movie locations, a lot of Nora Ephron and other movies. And it's just a beautiful semi-residential area. And it covers a lot of the Upper West Side and then also some of the Greenwich Village area. So you get two really beautiful areas on the tour. And then one of my favorite tours, the TCM, it used to be called the TCM. It's now called the New York Classic Film Tour. And we originally partnered with TCM in Atlanta on the tour. And it's just has such a romantic feel to it. You know, it's what you think of New York and classic film and classic blockbusters. You know, it's got, oh my gosh, anywhere from The Apartment to King Kong to Woody Allen to a little bit of Ghostbusters and anything from the 30s through the 80s.
Wow, that's an eclectic mix, but in a good way, because I think it speaks to so many generations, right? Especially if you have families where you have grandparents, you have parents, you have kids, there's something for everybody. And so I love that you're able to be inclusive in that way, where somebody can relate to some show at some point in the tour and not feel excluded, right? Because you never want someone to feel excluded. But I think with your type of tour, you're able to showcase a little bit of everything. So I find that quite interesting. One of the things I'd love to ask you is, I always love to talk about food because I love food. And I think New York is such a big city for food. Are there maybe 3 to 5 restaurants that you recommend that people should go to that are related to some type of show or movie that you, like I said, you think are like out of this world or just really unique and hidden that people wouldn't think about?
What a great question. Yes. One restaurant I would recommend is Cafe Lalo, which was featured in several shows and movies, most recently the show You, and of course You've Got Mail, that was heavily featured. And if you look into the background, you'll see that a lot of the tables are empty in the movie, but usually there's like about a half hour wait outside, so that doesn't make sense. It's just in the movies where you don't have, you know, where you have space in a restaurant. But also Serendipity is a great one. I'm not sure if you saw the movie Serendipity, but that featured the wonderful restaurant Serendipity that has such a great history. You have the famous frozen hot chocolate and also the history of Andy Warhol paying for his lunches there by trading his art, because he was literally a starving artist. And another great place is downtown Katz's Delicatessen, which was featured in When Harry Met Sally.
Yes.
Can you tell I'm a Nora Ephron fan?
That place is good.
Exactly. And the woman who says, I'll have what she's having, is Rob Reiner's mother. So that's a little fun fact.
Thank you for sharing that. And I was going to ask you this too. In terms of New York, right, and filming and production, do you have any fun facts that you'd like to share about New York? And even some misconceptions too, right? I think those can kind of go hand in hand, but I'm curious on your thoughts knowing this business for so many years.
Yes, I'm trying to think. There's so many different facts. And do you mean sort of specific fun facts or...
just anything related to New York and movies and film. Just, I don't know. I don't know if there's misconceptions too, right? I think, for example, when I think of New York, a lot of people think of New York as really rude people, but I argue that they're just impatient, right? That they just really want to get to where they want to get and, you know, they can't be bothered. But I was curious if there's any misconceptions in the film industry or production, along with fun facts too, if you have any.
Exactly. Yeah, I would say one thing that's funny is the extremes. Like, people will come on the tours and go, wait, where are all those bad areas we've been seeing in the movies? Or alternatively, wait, where are those billion-dollar apartments where, you know, for example, Carrie from Sex and the City, you know, who's making $60,000 a year, you know, where is that house that she's living in and can afford? So I think the misconceptions on the real estate costs and also the... I would say also there are certain areas where they are, I hate to say this, but showing the city in a little bit of a cleaner light than certain areas. And I think also a lot of people come to us and think the city's a lot smaller, but it does take a while to get from one side of Manhattan to the other, or uptown, downtown. From, if you were to go from the top of the Bronx to the bottom of Brooklyn, you're still in New York City. And it would probably take you 2 hours to go from one side to the other. So people kind of come in and want to take our tours and say, oh, well, you know, I want to explore those other areas that are not covered on your tours. And I could do that in an hour because I saw it in the movies, sort of thing. The ease of getting a cab. Oh, my gosh. Well, people do still take cabs, even with Uber. And somehow in the movies, they never wait for that taxi to arrive. It just sort of pulls up. You know, there's always a light on the taxi going down Fifth Avenue. So that's another misconception. My kids were actually watching Home Alone the other day for the first time. And I remember there was a fun fact with the telephone number mentioned in the movie for the room is an actual room at the Plaza Hotel. So that's one of the fun facts. The David Schwimmer was supposed to be cast in Will Smith's role in Men in Black. So another fun fact. There are thousands of fun facts.
Well, that's exciting. I'm glad you only are telling us a few because I want people to do the tour and learn about more of these fun facts. So I think that's really exciting. So another question I have for you is, can you explain to me what Association for TV and Movies Tours Tourism is? I think that's so interesting that you would start this. I don't know if there's a lot of tours that are related to TV and movies, but I'd love to hear more of your thoughts on that.
And would you like me to talk a little bit more about the association and the tours around the world?
Yes. I mean, did you start this association and have a lot of tours grown because of this association?
Yes. Yeah, so it's really us all kind of collecting and sharing ideas with one another in this very niche space. And it's not as niche as it used to be, because, you know, we were the third TV and movie tour company in the world. And in a span of 20 years, that's grown to over 100 TV show and movie tour companies worldwide. And we have, I want to say probably about 30 members, but there are approximately six companies where we're very tight. And we've even met in New York. We have had people come from the Brit Movie Tours in London, Atlanta Movie Tours, Chicago Movie Tours, San Francisco Movie Tours, and Paris Movie Tours. And it was great. We just had so much in common. We were able to share so many of the same things. And it's really that what ends up happening is that somebody will start a smaller movie tour company somewhere in the world, but kind of as they're trying to figure things out, they find us. And then we're able to share our ideas with them and challenges and take it from there. So it's not really, I wouldn't say people have started new tours because of it, but really expanded on their existing tours.
Very interesting. And what do you think for somebody considering this, right? If someone's listening to this to start a movie tourism company, what are some of the biggest challenges that you think when it comes to starting one of these types of businesses?
Well, I would say that a lot of it is that a lot of the locations are off the beaten path. So it's trying to map those out are often a challenge because a lot of times they're not in the city, for example, where a historic tour would be. A lot of the challenge is keeping up with the filming. We actually keep up with filming on a weekly, sometimes daily basis. So you really have to keep up with recent filmings. That's a big challenge. And we actually just launched an app last week called What's Filming Now. So we're not only finding that information, but people are now, you know, users are sharing it, which is great. And we also, I would say one of the challenges, the IP, right? So there's like a lot with, you know, having to figure out IP in certain cases with certain movies and TV shows.
Wow, I would never think of IP, I guess, but that's very interesting. And I like that you created that app, because a lot of times it's one thing when you do production for a show, but then it may take a year for that show to actually come out on TV. So that's really cool. You're able to kind of tell people, you know, what, when something could be really happening in real time, because people love that, right? People love the idea of seeing a movie scene actually happening, because I think what they think it looks like versus how it actually looks is so different. So I do love that you offer that. I think that is really exciting. Are there any other tours that you would love to feature in New York, right? Any other TV shows that you feel would really be a good fit for your business that you haven't done, or something you're thinking about in the future?
Yes, the one that surprised us over the years, I mean, not surprising because there have been probably thousands of locations, but is Law & Order and SVU. There is such a following. We found that out very by accident, because we had a page on our website about Law & Order and SVU. And we realized quickly that that was the third most popular page on our entire website, our entire 150 or so page website, and more popular than most of our tours. So we would love to launch a Law & Order sites tour, Law & Order and SVU. We did just have somebody recently mapping it. So what we may do is self-guided tour. One of the issues we found with Law & Order and SVU locations is that they're not repeated. They're sort of talked about. They're not normally shown again and again, other than the courthouses. So people kind of forget and don't have a connection to that location like they would with other locations from other TV shows.
That's very interesting. And yeah, I could definitely see that, right? Because when you think of Sex and the City, you think of her brownstone and that's the place you want to go back. Or when you think of The Sopranos, you think of maybe the house, right? Or Satori's or whatever restaurant that they go to. So I think if you don't have that repeated place that the character's constantly going back to, right, you do forget. And it's not because you don't want to not forget. It's just it doesn't come up and it's not prevalent in that character. So I can see that being a challenge, right? Not saying it's not possible, but I could definitely see that being a challenge. And in terms of your business, do you have any other plans to expand or to grow or to be in other locations? I know you've mentioned Atlanta, but is there anywhere else you'd like to consider growing your business?
Yes, we actually have plans of starting, very preliminary plans, but of starting in Chicago. So it's very exciting. We know that it is somewhat of a seasonal city, but we're kind of used to that. And Chicago has had so many iconic movies and TV shows filmed there.
Very cool. Well, I'm wishing you lots of luck on that, because I think that's awesome that you're able to expand. And again, it's really based on really popular TV shows and movies that come out. So I think that's really cool. And as we kind of slowly wrap up here, I do have one or two more questions. Well, this is a question I have to know. In New York, getting around in a car is challenging. How do you manage to get around in a bus with your tours to go around Manhattan? Because I'm sure that is a big challenge. Because for me, I've driven in the city maybe 3 times in my life and I'm always scared. So I'd love to know how you're able to navigate that through the city, because I think that's so hard. And I praise you for that, because that's not easy.
Yeah, our coach buses are 49 feet long, and they ironically can sometimes get down streets easier than the regular car, because they have better access. Like, the Department of Transportation has now given buses lanes. But one of our challenges over the years has been going, okay, but we're actually going a little off the beaten path where a lot of buses don't go. So we've had to kind of maneuver through certain streets, of course, very safely, but we had to figure that out, or have hop-offs where people walk to block to see a particular location. And we do have, in cases of extreme traffic, the tour guides are really well-trained, where they have extra script pages they can go to, interesting facts. They're so engaging that you just forget about the traffic outside.
Wow. That's courageous. And I think that's smart to do a little hop on, hop off too, because it alleviates the bus driver from trying to constantly stop and wait, especially with New York and that crazy traffic. So I give you a lot of credit on that, because like I said, that's not easy. But I think that's great you're able to do that. And one of the last questions I have, it's a question I love to ask at the end of every episode, is how do you want people to feel when they experience any one of your tours? I'm assuming just really excited, but I'd love to know any thoughts or words around that.
Well, we would love for people to really feel like they've escaped into that world for a period of 2, 3, or 4 hours. And any way that we can help them do that, to not only feel like they've seen locations, but feel like they've been in that TV show or in that movie. And yes, a lot of that does come, I guess, with the dressing up, but you don't have to dress up to feel like you're in one of those shows or movies. And we just want people to feel happiness and joy and a guilty pleasure and just that escape that they've needed, especially these past couple of years. So it's not just about travel or seeing a city, but it's actually feeling like you're in that TV show or movie. We don't want people to feel like they're on a place, in a place that used to be a set. We want them to feel like they've actually escaped into TV land and movie world.
That's awesome. I think people love that nowadays, now more than ever, to feel part of something bigger than themselves and try to escape the reality for a little bit. It's not forever, but for a couple hours to just feel like you're in a different world, I think that's so magical and so wonderful. So Georgette, I cannot thank you enough for talking all about on-location tours, sharing your knowledge and wisdom, talking about really cool restaurants, talking about all the tours that you offer. I think TV is such a fun place to be. I think New York is magical when it comes to TV. And I really cannot thank you enough for coming on. I'd love for you to plug away and share your social media, your website, and most importantly, how can people book any one of your tours?
Thank you so much. Our website is onlocationtours.com and all of our social media is at onlocationtours. And you can find us on Twitter and Facebook and TikTok and Instagram, and we're everywhere nowadays, even Pinterest.
Pinterest is a great place. Nothing wrong with Pinterest. That's awesome. Well, Georgette, again, I can't thank you enough. This has been wonderful to have you come on.
Well, thank you so much. You've been so wonderful to speak with. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into Travel Experiences Reimagined podcast. Click the subscribe button to learn about a new tour guide or host each week, where you'll find out more about how they got started, talking in detail about their experience, and any fun facts or tips that they'd like to share. Do you have an experience that you would like others to learn about, whether it is a tour, excursion, adventure, or experience? Fill out our form online on our website at www.travelexperiencesreimagined.com for a chance to share your story and experience so others can learn more about what you have to offer.